For more on the wrap-up and results of the two-week-long UN Climate Conference, I spoke earlier with NewsHour correspondent William Brangham, who joined us from Glasgow.
As this conference winds down in Glasgow, we've been hearing all the negotiators say that while there are parts of this document they're not happy with, they believe the overall agreement is essential and they're signing on to it. The main goal here has been, as we've reiterated over and over again, can these nations cut their greenhouse gas emissions enough to stop the planet warming even more to a dangerous degree? And there are parts of this agreement that move in that direction. Amazingly, in 26 conferences, this is the first one where fossil fuels are specifically mentioned in these documents. They also talk about the removal of the subsidies, the $500 billion that world governments give to oil and gas companies every single year. John Kerry yesterday referred to that as the definition of insanity. This document talks about trying to phase those out as well. There's also greater talk about aid and doubling aid for the developing nations who are most hit by climate change. You'll remember several years ago, wealthier nations promised $100 billion every year starting in 2020. They have failed to deliver on that amount. Critics claim that nothing in this agreement really moves that ball far enough. In fact, activists today held a mock funeral for COP26 in a cemetery here in Glasgow to protest what they argue is inaction on this issue and on others. Overall, it is important to remember that these agreements have no real binding mechanism. There's no enforcement here. These words are largely exhortations for these countries to do better, to promise to do more, to make plans for the future. It's been an ongoing criticism that there is really no way to hold these countries that fail to live up to what they sign on to accountable. That is not changing. I mean, by any measure, this is the most discussed issue in diplomatic history, and yet there is very little to show for that in terms of results. In those 30 years, emissions have continued to go up, temperatures have continued to go up, and climate-driven disasters all over the world have continued to go up. That is the uncomfortable truth behind all of these climate conferences.